new bill could soon be on its way to modify the farm labor laws. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Your lawmakers in Congress not only have a new farm bill that's been introduced, but there could also be legislation coming soon to tackle farm labor reform. Greg Allen has more.
Farm groups say the labor shortage has been building for decades, leaving producers struggling to find enough workers to plant, tend, and harvest crops. Lawmakers have attempted reforms before, but so far, none have crossed the finish line. According to House Ag Chair G.T. Thompson,
we have drafted a bill. We have finished, I think we finished with technical assistance from the Department of Labor, and our next step is putting it out for discussion draft.
The new proposal is expected to make it easier for farmers to apply for and hire legal workers by streamlining the application process. It would also expand access to year-round labor, a key need for dairy, livestock, and specialty crop producers who don't operate on a seasonal schedule.
A couple weeks, 3 weeks, month at the most, and then we'll be introducing that bill. And I think it's going to be a great bipartisan bill. I think it's going to be one that perhaps breaks this whole foreign worker gridlock.
In addition, the legislation would include stronger protections for migrant workers, especially during extreme heat and dangerous weather conditions. Supporters say the goal is to provide stability for both farmers and workers while helping ensure a reliable food supply.
It's not about citizenship. This is about reliable workforce. This is about food security.
Congress is expected to begin debating the measure later this year. Find more on this story at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Hi, I'm Elena Preston from Cassopolis FFA in Southern Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Strong southwest flow lifting across the state of Michigan today. It's going to be a mild one. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at that Michigan Ag Today weather update. With southwest flow, we're also going to be bringing up some moisture starting early today with some thunderstorms popping up in a few spots in southern lower Michigan. But the big fireworks, I think, comes later this afternoon into this evening. Strong area of low pressure coming across northern Illinois is going to lift right across Lake Michigan into northern parts of our great state. And that's going to bring rain and thunderstorms to about 95% of the state. I'm going to pencil in anywhere from a quarter to 1 inch of moisture combined for the day today. Now, also, this system does usher in some colder air. We're going to start to feel that likely near or after sunset tonight, right on through tomorrow. West winds dominating here. A lot of clouds for Friday, and I think we finally clear out into Saturday, seeing some cold air hold through the weekend. Even can see some lake effect set up for Saturday afternoon, Sunday, and Monday. And then we get into Tuesday. The winds die down. The cold air is still here before a big warming surge at midweek. That warming surge triggers a little bit of precipitation on Wednesday, and then we're right back to cold air behind it for a stretch or two. And we see the cold air want to linger into early March. We're definitely seeing a warm air versus cold air zone set up, a battle across the country. Warm air to the north, cold air to the south. That means March likely comes in like a lamb, not a lion, but we also have an opportunity for a fairly active precipitation stretch in that first full week of March as well. We could get some decent liquid across the region. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
National FFA Week is February 21st through the 28th, a week set aside for FFA students across the country to share how FFA impacts members every day. I'm National FFA Secretary Lily Nyland from Michigan. What better way to show your support of FFA than to get involved in FFA Week? Whether it's in person, on the phone, or via social media, be sure to share your FFA stories during hashtag FFA Week, February 21st through the 28th.
Looking back at Wednesday's grain markets, we bring in Andy Eubank and Tom Fritz with EFG Group Chicago. They spoke at the close of trade Wednesday.
Wheat led the way throughout the trading session, and both corn and beans, Tom, struggled to get any kind of footing, so it did seem to be all about the wheat market. Talk us through what might have been at play there.
You know, we're moving into where the winter wheat crop starts coming out of dormancy, and in some areas it has, you know, it looks like it's come out of dormancy, and now there's many areas calling for another freeze. Some of the areas, I know Ukraine's talking about ponds of water sitting in the wheat fields that are now starting to freeze. So there's some worry developing. Also, with the winter wheat areas in our country down in the southern plains, they've started to come out of dormancy, and now it looks like we can see another freeze again. So I think that prompts some short covering. The ongoing between Ukraine and Russia going at one another, despite the peace talks that are supposedly happening or the truce talks, they still going after one another. Like, and there's no end in sight as far as I'm concerned in that regard. And last but not least, wheat basis, interior wheat basis normally doesn't do much. You know, if anything, you look at the different proteins, but your standard protein basis levels don't do much. The export market for wheat doesn't do much. Well, last week we started to see the soft red wheat Gulf market start to heat up. Now I've seen the hard red winter wheat basis in Oklahoma start to get some attention. And now I'm seeing the soft red wheat basis starting to get some attention. This time it's in Toledo. So, you know, we've got some things at work here.
Tom Fritz with EFG Group Chicago. Settlements from Wednesday, March corn up just 0.75 cents to 427. May corn up penny higher at 436 3/4. March beans, though, dropping 0.5 cents to 1133.5, but May beans 0.25 cents higher, 1149, and March wheat climbing 9.25 to 547. April live cattle down 27 cents to 242.52. April lean hogs, though, up 25 cents to 92.55. MichiganAgToday.com is your website for all the latest Michigan farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.